CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and continue our conversation with Bob Burge. And we're talking about a parent's worst nightmare when, unfortunately, you get that call and find out that your precious child has lost his life, has died. And obviously, there's nothing that can take the place of that. And it's just a really, really painful time. Yet, on Hope is Here, we want to give you encouragement and know that you're not alone. And that's some of the things that we focused on. First day, we talked about Robbie, Bob Burge's precious son, and a little bit about him, what a wonderful young man he was, and what happened about how he lost his life, which he struggled with alcohol. And I know so many people can relate to that. And then yesterday, we talked about the recovery side of it. And obviously, it's a big process. It's not easy. So we're going to do one more program today. But if you missed either one of those, I want to encourage you. They aren't even 14 minutes quite. So a little under 14. I want to encourage you to check out the podcast. And you can go to our website simply at hopeishere.today. And you can find those two programs. And also, we're going to have some information on our Facebook page that we're going to talk about today. And I'm going to encourage you to follow us on Facebook. Not only do we have the podcast here, we also have scriptures, little encouragement sayings, music, just different things to help help you have hope no matter what you're dealing with. And you can find us on Facebook simply at Hope is Here. Well, Bob, we talked about your recovery process, and thank you so much for just being so real and honest and choosing to share what's helped you as much as it still hurts, and only been a little over 3 years ago. But one place you said that really helped you a lot was hospice, and you talked about a group they had called Bluegrass Care Navigators. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, it was Bluegrass Hospice, but they've changed the name of it to that. Wow, that group, it's a wonderful group. If you have a chance, you really need to get in to get some counseling, the one-on-one, and then go to a group counseling with people that have the same or dealing with it the same time you are. And wow, it saved me. Honest to God, I really don't know where I'd be today without that. So, yeah, and then they have another group that anybody can go if you lost a child or a grandchild, or it's called Compassionate Friends, and they meet every Tuesday, first Tuesday of the month at the Hospice of the Bluegrass there. It's at 6:30. You know, they have coffee and donuts, and they tell their stories and how to deal with it and get through it. And they have events like candlelight services, you know, on Christmas and
at the holidays, because holidays are especially tough times when you've lost a loved one, isn't
it? Oh, God. It's the worst, you know, birthdays, holidays, Thanksgiving, you know, Christmas, all the holidays, Easter. I mean, it just and you know, those are hard, and it can hit you going down the road. It doesn't have to be a holiday. Just one day, you know, you'll have several good days in a row, and then all at once you're driving down the road and it hits you. My God, you know, well, it's just that gut-wrenching, deep-down despair. It's hard for me to explain it. But
well, people that have been through it, they know, and that's one of the things we're doing this final program here with Bob, because we want you to know you're not alone. That's one of the things Bob said to me that helped him with the counseling at with Hospice of the Bluegrass, now known as Bluegrass Care Navigators. And their website is BGCareNAV, which is abbreviation for navigators.org. That's BGCareNAV.org. The phone number is 859-429-0812. And we also will have this on our Facebook page, Hope is Here. here in Lexington. So you can find that on there also. But, you know, one of the things that you learned, and, you know, people hear at different times in their life, but boy, when you actually go through the loss of loving someone, there's different stages of grief. And I know that was one of the things that helped you, is they helped you process that, because when you go through such a major loss as losing a child, having to bury your child, man, you don't know which way is up. So share, if you will, Bob, those five categories, the five processes that, you know, 99% of people go through when they lose someone, the grieving process. What are those five stages there?
Well, Greg, the first one is denial. That's when you just deny that they're gone, you know. Can't believe it. They're not gone, you know. Right. And then the second one's anger, whether you're mad at the person that died or you're mad at God, you know.
And both are okay.
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, it's part of a process that we have to go through.
Well, one of the things my middle brother, that's an oncologist at Lexington Clinic, told me one time when I went through my divorce, and I was kind of talking, I got emotional and I apologized, and the divorce was not my choice, and I was hurting. And he said, Greg, I'd be more concerned. He said, I'll share with you what I have to with my patients when I have to tell them for the first time that they have cancer. And obviously it's a very emotional time, and lots of times, not always, but most of the time, they'll start to shed a few tears, and they say, well, I'm sorry, Dr. Horn. He said, I'm going to tell you, Greg, the same thing I tell them. You're going through a divorce. They've just found out some tough news that they have cancer. I just tell them when they become emotional, I said, I would be more concerned if you didn't have that reaction. Yeah. So I say that about anger when you lose a loved one, whether it's at that person, you know, in this case, because of the alcohol, or even God. You know, why did we allow this to happen? So we're telling people today, it's okay if you're a little angry about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's going to happen. It will happen. But, you know, the third one is bargaining. And that's what I was talking about earlier, about what if I'd done this? What if I'd went to his house and talked to him? What if I pulled him in recovery? Or was I not a good father? Is this why that happened? Did I not raise him right? What, you know, you go, all these things go through your mind, which we talked about, the deceiver, you know. Uh-huh. The great deceiver wants to put those lies. He's a liar.
Let's remind you of every mistake you made. Right. And the fact of the matter is, no parent's perfect. Yeah. I mean, we all, you know, all parents just do the best they can. And that's the one thing I want to say to some parents out there, especially single parents who are trying to wear two hats. And you know what? All parents make mistakes. And I don't know about you, Bob, but sometimes I've found out that through being a pastor off and on for 14 years and just being a regular follower of Jesus as a man, that sometimes I've found, Bob, that I'm harder on myself than God is.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. It is for me, too. Yeah.
I know your heart. I know that you're like that, too. We've talked about things before. Yeah, so I want to encourage you. You know, the Bible says that once we ask God for forgiveness, as far as the east is to the west, God remembers it no more. I mean, you know, there's no such thing as the east or west enemy. Amen. He's trying to say to you, I don't remember it anymore. So please forgive yourself and quit trying to play God and judge yourself and over a mistake you made. We all do the best we can. Mm-hmm. All right, what's the next stage?
Well, then we go through depression, which is, you know, it's, depression is a hard thing, you know. And Effie, you know, his mom, you know, she suffers with that. And, you know, we all deal with it in different ways, like we talked about. And it's tough, you know. I still have those bouts of depression, you know. This thing's not going away, you know. But it's, I'm finding a way to deal with it. I'm finding a way to make it easier.
Well, a couple ways that I've noticed you deal with it, Bob, that I want to encourage our listeners, and there may be some other stuff, and there probably is, so please jump in with me. But one, you know, you serve and help others. You do things with the church, Vineyard Community Church. You do a great job there helping their three campuses with volunteer things and projects and things, serving in guest services and just different projects all throughout the year. Help with building repairs, plumbing from your construction, and plumbing professional background. So I know that's one. Another thing is you go and work out at the YMCA regularly, so you get those endorphins going. You're out around people. So have those two things helped you quite a bit?
Oh, my God. If anybody knows me, and obviously you do, it's hard to find me at home. I stay busy. I get up and I'm gone. You know, I'll go to the Y. I'll go do something at church and help fix something or help fix something for somebody else. You know, I'm always doing things to keep my mind occupied, because I find out if you just sit and when you're alone is when it really hurts, and you're by yourself and those feelings come back and, you know, those memories, it really hurts when you do that. Try to stay occupied and do
absolutely, because the isolated mind is the devil's playground, and he will definitely do that. Another thing, I know you've told me that you listen to this station a lot. 99.1
absolutely.
FM, Charles Stanley, and different people.
Yeah, Charles Stanley's one of my favorite. And then, you know, the next one is acceptance. That's the last one. Finally, we accept that he's gone, or she, or who, they're not going to come back, you know. But you know what? This place here on earth is just a layover. Mm. And we're not going to be here. We're not meant to be here.
That's right.
So,
yes.
And when we get to heaven, we're going to reunite with those people and our loved ones, our mom, our dad, people, grandparents. And I thank God for that. I'm looking forward to that day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, and just like being a Christian, you know, as a Christian, you're not meant to do it alone. You know, being a Christian's not easy, but you're just not meant to do it alone. You have to surround yourself and be accountable to other people. And you know, and I've got a good friend that does that. And then my men's group at church, we started a men's group, me and Tony Smith at church. And we have anywhere from 13 to 17 people there. And some of them don't even go to our church. And we talk about real men things, you know, problems that men have, pornography, those kind of things. I know I'm getting a little off track here, but
but this is part of your process, and the whole key, as you're saying, is you can't do it alone. And Tuesday nights at Vineyard Community Church over on Eastland Drive, Bob, I've been there a couple of times, and man, I love it, because it is men being real.
Right. It's a place where you take your mask off. You take that mask off, and you really tell people who you really are. And wow, it's been a great blessing. I mean, a lot of people come to it, and we just let it all out, and we have fun. It's not just, Bible study. It's about real problems, but God's included in it. And, yes, scripture and videos. And, hey, we go out to eat, man, you know. We'll make it. Watch a ball game together. You know?
Absolutely, and that's part of it, doing life together.
Right.
So having fun. It doesn't have to be all serious. And,
right.
We got about a minute left, Bob, and I thought you just had that great quote that you shared with me the other day.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, the thing of it is, the bottom line is, you know, Robbie would have you tell you this. His anxiety was the major thing. Robbie wasn't a drunk. His alcoholism was stemmed due to anxiety. And there's a lot of people out there that has anxiety, man. It's so hard on them. People don't understand it. But if you know somebody like that, please, you know, seek God first and get you some help. You know, get you some help. You know, here's the thing. Jesus Christ, he died on the cross, and he's risen. So the work's already been done. Mm. All we have to do is follow him and lead others to Christ. You know, that's what it's all about.
Amen. Well, I'm glad you put your trust in Jesus through this really painful time in your life. Bob, I love you. Thanks so much for being here today, man.
Oh, thank you so much, Greg, for having me. I love you guys, man. And if you're out there, get some help, you know.
Don't do it alone. My name is Greg Horn. Thanks so much for being here. This is Hope is Here.
Do you have a real estate question and don't know where to start? Contact Cecil Holmes with Rector Hayden Realtors. Whether you're in the market, looking to buy, sell, or rent a house, Cecil Combs would be glad to help you with any real estate questions you have. Give him a call today at 326-0756. That's 326-0756. Cecil Combs with Rector Hayden Realtors.